Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, his word, and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. My name is Mike Shira, and I'm here as your host. And today we're going to address a really important topic with regard to parenting, okay? So it's basically Humble Bold Parenting is the title. How can you be humble and bold in parenting? Now, I want to anchor what I say today in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Now, it's a really well-known verse, but it basically says this: fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. That's a very strong word, right? Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Now, I'm not sure how far we're going to get with this, but let's talk first about the first phrase, do not provoke your children to anger. And we talk about humble and bold parenting. You're humble because you know that without the Lord, you can do nothing. This is a podcast for believers. If you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you haven't trusted in his finished work on the cross for salvation, I'm glad you're listening. I hope that you would trust in his sacrifice for your sins and that you would, you know, turn from your sins and turn to Christ, trust in Christ. But this is for Christian parents, and this is why it's anchored in the Bible. This is why we're talking about humility and boldness. And it's interesting when you hear a word like this, where God is saying to parents. Now it says fathers, okay? Now that Greek word for fathers, it's also used in Hebrews 11 for the parents, and it basically says parent. It's, you know, identified or translated as parents. So it can be used in different ways. And so it does kind of point out that the dad is the head of the home, but there's a lot of single moms. There's a lot of other families that, you know, don't have maybe a mom and a dad, and or maybe it's like Timothy growing up, believing mother, unbelieving father. Okay, so it isn't always exactly this way, but fathers, when it says fathers, yes, it does kind of give a nod to, okay, dads are the head of the home. But fathers can be translated as parents. And so just like the verses right before, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. So it's a different word in terms of fathers than parents, but still it seems to be referring to mothers and fathers. Okay, why am I making a big deal about this? Because it says, do not provoke your children to anger. Surely God is not saying only dads don't provoke your children to anger. It would be moms and dads don't provoke your children to anger. But the question that comes in, and if we talk about humility and boldness, how might a parent provoke their children to anger? Inadvertently, okay? I'm going to say inadvertently. I don't believe that the intent here is that these parents have this nefarious plot to anger their children. The idea would be that as a parent is trying to be humble and trying to be bold, under Christ, but bold to do what they're called to do, okay? You're basically being called to bring your children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But it says the first thing is a prohibition. Do not provoke your children to anger. Now, what does that mean? Can we break down the idea? It means to make them angry, okay, or to bring your child along to a deep-seated anger and resentment, where they are even sullen and listless and heartless, and they have lost heart. As Colossians 3 in the parallel passage, it even talks about them losing heart. So the idea would be that, and I'm going to give you two ideas, okay? And I'm actually going to root them in humbleness and boldness gone wrong. When you're trying to be humble, but it's not working, and you're trying to be bold, and it's not working. Sometimes a parent could try to be humble and be too lenient with their child. And that inadvertently can cause their child to be angry. Kids want contrary to popular opinion, kids want guardrails. Kids want a limit. I remember living in the city of Irvine for many years, and they made a lot of the schools without fences. And interestingly, you got more, that gave you less grass to play on, because the teachers would always have to say, stay within this clump of trees. Don't go any farther, because they're not going to let them go all the way out to the street. And so when there's a fence in a playground of a school, there's more freedom for the kids because there's more room to roam, okay? And so kids want guidelines. They want, in fact, when they're pushing against you. But I think a lot of times if a parent goes, I just want to be humble, I want to be their best friend. Okay, there's humility gone wrong. You said, I want to be their best friend. Okay, no, you're their parent. You're their parent and you need to love them and you need to pour out your heart for them as parents do for their kids. But so humility can go wrong, but also boldness. Hey, I'm in charge, you know, is not the right idea of boldness. Boldness is humbly, I'm going to do what God's called me to do, even as I do it with trepidation or with fear and trembling. But there could be a time when boldness goes wrong and it becomes something it's really not, which is harsh. Okay? So a parent could be overly harsh and not even know it. Have you ever had something where you're doing something and someone very close to you brings it up and points it out to you and you don't see it at all? And they're looking at you with an objective view and you're still going, no, I don't see it. You're wrong. If we're humble, we're willing to be corrected. And if we're bold, we're also willing to be corrected and to admit when we're wrong. But let me just stop there for a moment and say, look, to make your child angry, to bring them along to a deep-seated anger, it's this ongoing onward motion that happens. And this is a negative with a present imperative. So it's used to prevent an habitual action. See, it's easy because you're in the press of daily life. It's easy to go on and do things in a way and think you're right and think you're being humble and think you're being bold when actually maybe you're being weak and maybe you're being harsh. Okay. And by the way, parents, I'm a parent of 5 kids and I've got 7 grandkids. I am in no way am looking down on you or standing in judgment. I am continually sobered by parenting and by grandparenting and by living in this fallen world with as a fallen man, okay, as a sinner saved by grace through the shed blood of Christ. So please know that I'm here with you along the journey, and please know that I understand the challenges. I've been through a lot of them, and I've seen a lot of them. I've helped a lot of families through them. But let me just say, we do need to take this command seriously. Do not provoke your children to anger. And if we would be humble and bold parents, we would continually be under Christ, under the word, under authority in our local church, looking to our elders and pastors and friends and seeking wise counsel as well as giving wise counsel. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. I just want to thank you for joining me today for Humble Bold, and I hope this will help you be a more humble and bold follower of Jesus Christ.